recorded live by jml.org.au.
Samach Dal and Amud Aleph, we're up to the two dots. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says that not only the Korban Pesach, if you shecht it, then you have chametz at home. You're over, you have chametz, but even the Korban Tumen as well. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? Amloch, it says in the Pasuk, Zivchei Zevach HaMeyuchli. He says, Zivchi, my carbon. So what do you mean? Abish is saying, my carbon that belongs to me. And which carbon is specifically belongs to Abish? The carbon tamid. My niyu tamid. This is the carbon tamid. So, okay, so that's how we know the carbon tamid. Also, the Easter of Chametz. Rab Shimon says that we have the carbon Pesach and Erev Pesach if you have Chametz or Eivir. The rest of Pesach, if the carbon Pesach is not Eivir, but any other carbon you are Eivir. How does he know that? My time with Rab Shimon. What's the svar of Rab Shimon? It says in the Pasuk, Zivchi, Trei, Zimno, twice it says the Pasuk. And of course it says twice this pasuk, therefore he says Kari Bay. So what we do is we take the yud off one of the words zivchis and we add it to the other one. So we'll dash in as if one pasuk says Kari Bay Zevach without the yud, another one says Zivchai, my kabbana is in plural. If the Tater wanted to tell you that any carbon that you bring during Pesach here, then why split it into two psukim, one zevach and one zivchai? Just say one pasuk, one zivchai, and that's it. But like see zivchi lemeima to tell you, or zivchai, to tell you that it's one or the other. Sometimes it's only the zevach, one carbon, and sometimes it's zivchai. Depends. When the only carbon you're able is on carbon Pesach, you're not chayv to bring any other carbon. But when there's no carbon, the Pesach is already out, it's already Yom Tov Chol Hamoed, then you're over all other kabbanas. Rashi, take the yud of one of them and you put another one. So we say, Loim will tell you, Bismandi, because when you have the carbon Pesach, the Hainu Pesach, Baba, also Ere Pesach, Lem Chayev, Shazwach, you'll Chayev the rest. Of the storm, stop it. Mila, Asavaiti Gemara. Second Gemara, right? Now, Uvim Mayid, on Yom Tiv, Lishma, if you had the carbon Pesach in mind for carbon Pesach, so it's a Shechita, She'ena, Rui, it's not suitable, then you are Potter if you have Chametz. But if you have in mind Loy Lishma, you know, if you have in mind a carbon Shlamim, then it's a valid carbon, then you are over for having Chametz at home. Sounds like from here, Dafke, if you had in mind that it should be a Shlamim, do we treat it like a Shlamim? Had you had in mind that this should be a carbon Pesach, or had you had nothing in mind, we don't automatically transfer it from a carbon Pesach to a carbon Shlamim. You have to specifically have in mind outside of Erev Pesach that this is a Shlamim. Time the Shalai Lishmai. The only reason why we turn it a Shlamim because you did specifically had in mind Loy Lishmai should not be a Pesach. You cancel the carbon Pesach in it. Hostam, if you had nothing in mind, Potter, you are Potter. Am I why Lechay the Pesach B'Shayim Eidoshana automatically Shlamim have it's automatic. Why do you have to have specifically in mind? Ishamat Mina from Hivilin out that Pesach B'Shayim Eidoshana Boyakida. You have to clearly have in mind to cancel it from its original carbon Pesach and make it to Shlamim. Rashi. That host of a potter, Milashichel, I mean, Kol Kamel, Yakoshe Pesach, Kol Man, that was that he didn't rule the Pesach, I mean, who Pesach the Pesach, Mishach, the Bishai, by the Shana, Apostle, Shit, and Rui, he's Shit, and Rui. Boy, Yakir, let me not say Stomach Shlom have a Lush and Boy, it's a question, claim a Pashtil Mahochel, can you resolve for me or not? Says the Gemara, Amrav Chibag Amda, Nizik Vechabura, the group all said together, but Amri said no. Going really, it's automatic. If you bring a carbon Pesach during Chalmoid or during the year, automatically it's a Shlomim. So why does he say Loy Lishmoy? Here you need a taket to have in mind to cancel the carbon Pesach. Why do you have to have in mind? Because this carbon Pesach you set aside for Pesach Sheni. Since you missed the first Pesach, you were going to bring this to Pesach Sheni. So in Astam, this carbon can still be a Pesach. So if you want to change it on Chol Hamoed Pesach to turn it into a Shlamim, you have to have specifically in mind. Going to show you.
Lewis was a little bit sort of mentioned something on the other day. He started mentioning the compensation. I think he might be losing a little bit of this idea.
Could be. Okay, go and show you Bailim Tamei Mace. The Bailim or Tamei Mace. Venitchin Le Pesach Sheni. And you got pushed over to the Sheni. The Stam Melech of Pesach Koyin. Then we say, Minastam, it's Pesach. If you want to turn this into Shlamim, you need to have in mind Shlamim. But otherwise, Stam during the year, if this animal is no longer Pesach, it's automatically Shlamim. Rashi boy akir b'lamin. Don't say stami shlam mustam shlam. Loshin boy. Okay. The mipicha bore kulum haydu. They won't agree. Luukme mastisin them to establish a mission. The mashma the boy the mekka shem pesach. You have to actually have a mind to cancel the pesach. Minegi going to show you ba'alav tmein ba'bo asar. It was tummy in that pesach. The stami the pesach sheni. So what do you do with this carbon? You're going to set it aside for pesach sheni. Shemachi boy akir. That's why you need mamash akir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So HaPesach, now we're going to talk about how you shech the current Pesach. HaPesach nishchet b'sholosh kite. The current Pesach was divided into three groups. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, b'shochat oisai. Sorry? Shochatu oisai koil kahal adas Yisrael. So there are three different groups here. So the Pesach will be three groups. Remember, the Shochatu oisai koil kahal adas Yisrael. So we teach Kol is one group, Eid is another group, Yisrael is a third group. And each one we know needs an Eid, and we know is 10, and Yisrael we know is 10, we learn Yisrael from Eid, and Kol we also know Makir Baruch Hashem, we also know is 10. So each group has to be 10. And this is how it works. Nichnasa kat harishayna, the first group went in, and Nismalo azore, the courtyard filled up. Oh yeah, courtyard is called Azara from the word Ezer, or Hashem will help you out if you dive in here. You say Kabbalah to show you the word Azara. Noalu dalsas Azara. They closed. We'll see machleis abayi rabbi how that worked. They closed the doors of Azara and they blew shayfa tiku hariu v'tiku. Tkiya through a tkiya, and they brought it up. Rashi. Pesach is called the Pesach Tzibur. Bein Shat Tzibur Mu'atin. Well, there's a small group even though they could all done at the same time. Mitzvah lechalik lesholish kitzur. There's still a mitzvah to do in the three groups. The kohen stood in three in rows. Ubideim, and in their hands they had bezichei kesev or bezichei kasev. They had silver big spoons and golden big spoons. Shuda shakula kesev kesev. The rows that was full of silver, silver. The shuda shakula zazar. The row that was all gold. The row of kohenim that carried the gold cups were only gold. Loi ha'im urav didn't mix up. L'chei, it wasn't Mishnah repeating itself. So others say that loi urav means that they didn't. No keli was mixed with gold and silver. Not only the lines was only pure gold or silver, but the keli itself, he didn't have a mixture of an alloy of silver. It was pure gold or pure silver. The loi ha'il vazichin shalayin. They made sure that it was like a cone and they did not have any bottom, a flat bottom, because otherwise shem and yichli can't get tied. They'll place it in the ground. The yikrish adam. If they don't shake it around and move it around all the time, the blood will congeal. Rashi. Large spoons, the kabul ben adam to receive the blood. Shekula kesev. I'm going to explain why. They weren't wide in the bottom. They were very narrow. Couldn't be sit on the ground. They'll forget. Meanwhile, they'll put it down to get all the blood. They'll forget. The yikre shadam, the blood will congeal. Below year roll is you can't spray. Says the Gemara.
Institute
that we seal these cavities, yeah.
And
actually
also
got
a stand.
There was not a place on the other side where they had to come down. There's actually a stand. Well, like a hollow cavity where you put it in. Shachat Yisrael, each shechted. Some say that the machlek is whether you eat a lot of shecht or actually it's a mitzvah that you eat a shecht, so the kohenim should be freed up and they can do their avodah. The kohenim had to shecht. It's too much. So other achareim say it's a mitzvah dafki yisrael shecht. And in fact, we learn that the whole din of shechtan kamaisa from here. Shechtu oisah kol kahal adas yisrael. We learn from here that one of the nominee needs. And the Gemara there says maybe here is different because who shechted one of the nominees? So we see also that the pashtus was one of the Yisraelim who shechted.
Don't we say about every carbon shechit b'zot
sheda? Sheda means all right, but not that it's encouraged. The kibul ha'koyin, but the kabbal already belongs to the koyin. He puts a glass, the cup right in front of the neck of the animal, catch the blood, gives it to his friend, gives it to the next friend, and then the coin he receives with his right hand, he will receive the full blood, and with his left hand, immediately afterwards, he will give you back the empty one, because it goes around, it's a chain. Koyin hakod of Eitel's Bay, the coin standing next to his bay, he throws one zika, or he pours it down, which side of the Mizbech? Only the sides of the Mizbech that have a Yisoid. According to Rashi, Shita, and Shas, the Yisoid was on two sides, on Sofen and on Maidiv, and on Amma on the other two sides, on the Mizrach and on the Dorm. Yes, it had one Amma. Others learned that actually the extra Amma was a straight line.
didn't fold in. It was a straight line. So, and the other two sides was nothing. No yisayid at all. So which walls did you put it and pour the blood on the side that had this yisayid, this base around the perimeter?
Which is north and west.
Yeah.
So the stained glass would be going round and round.
Sorry?
So that would definitely congeal.
What do you mean? How? What do you mean? You went straight there and the coin poured on the wall. That's the mitzvah. You finished.
Yeah, no, but it was remnant of the blood.
Where? In the cup?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
For sure.
Doesn't matter. You did your mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be shofar. You know what I'm
saying? That after time, it's going on all day. After time, the cup will be full of congealed blood.
Which cup? They keep on moving the cups around all day.
The blood is a thick liquid. It's viscous.
So I guess eventually if that happened, they just changed the cube.
So that's what they washed them. When? How?
Maybe they just changed the kelim, had enough kelim there. That we'll see later on the floor. Yotze katri shein, the first group anav, v'nichle katri shein group anin, yotze shni, the second group anav, v'nichle shni, the third group anin. Kemas ha rishein nekach mas, shni, the same thing. And v'ashlish the third. Rashi. Shami, yinichle, shachir Yisrael, im yirtze, Rashi learns clearly, im yirtze. Shashir dikshay, the bizarre, we call Rashi learns clearly, it's not a mitzvah, it's not encouraged, you're allowed to. He accepts the blood in this glass. He has the cup right underneath the neck of the tle and he captures it. From the right hand he accepted it. And the left hand he gives it back. Which he received from the other guy behind him. The bazach atzmai, usually, sometimes you use a finger, but karmach atzmai, here you take the cup and you pour that cup down on his bech. Zaydik, you either spray it according to one day or you pour it down. The Rambam actually passing like a day, says you pour it down. You don't use a finger. The only karmach atzmai can see be etzboi. Kenega, you say, beruches on the side of his bech, so you say, tachte, and the side was there. Zaydik was the kiposh's bech on the upstanding wall of his bech. Who knowfully said, then it falls down and pours down to the side. If he said, makim his bech, ele, as a tzof, as a mile, and it only surrounded his bech on the north and the west. Kenega, the midis, laka, chutzach, loime, kenega, he said, or on the other two sides, only the section on the side. Like we said, then the Mishnah Kedivaita Koru is a Hallel. They read Hallel b'shas Maise. Who read Hallel? Says Rashi Koru is a Hallel. Hakol Kitas Kedor the Kitas. And the passage Rashi comes out that everyone, all the Yisraelim said Hallel. Taisel and clearly it's only the Levim said Hallel, not the Yisraelim. So Machlekes Rishonim. Says the Mishnah Vayte Im Gamru Koru is Im Gamru Yushanu. If they finished the Hallel, once they say them.
This
isn't the VM Tiknu, what do you mean?
Okay,
let us
set up our house. You have to read out
and say. This isn't the VM Tiknu, it's not the. It's Pasha Tilim, obviously.
Yes, someone it doesn't matter if you say this up by heart.
There's a general question about all these things you say by heart. If you say anything you get used to saying often, you like to say by heart. And depending on being mighty to other people, are they being mighty to other people, they're just doing it for themselves. If everyone said it, then definitely everyone needs to be mighty to anybody else, just saying it for themselves, like Rashi. They repeated it, Shoshu, they did it a third time. Never happened, they said it three times, the howl. They were so quick. Or they were so slow saying howl, that they never said it three times. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Mimeim shall catch Shlishis in the third group. The third group, they never even reached. And so few people. The Mashiach, if I remember correctly, the beautiful Pshat, he says, you look in Halal, if you ever noticed, not, I'm sure there's three groups here, right? The Gemara calls the third group Katatzlonius. Why are you guys last? Whoever's last, someone had to be last, but why had to be you? He said, you guys were lazy, didn't care so much about mitzvahs. The Gemara calls them Katatzlonius. Yeah, but who said you have to be from the last?
That's like,
the Gemara, we'll see the Gemara on Shabbos, the Gemara says not a very nice thing. So look at the Gemara, Mashiach says, I don't know if you ever noticed this. You look in the last paragraph of Lodlonu, it says, there's three groups, Yisrael B'tach B'Hashem, there's Beis Aaron B'tach B'Hashem, and there's Yiri Hashem B'tach B'Hashem. Who are these three groups? Those are the three groups that went into the Beis HaMikdash. And these are the three groups. It's not in the order of how they went in, but these are three groups. The next, Hashem's Chronu, now we're benching them. Who are we benching? Yevarech is Beis Yisrael, bench group Beis Yisrael. Yevarech is Beis Aaron, bench group called Beis Aaron. And Yevarech Yiri Hashem, bench group called Yiri Hashem. The three groups, they all went in. Then we say, Yosef Hashem Aleichem, we say, you should get a bracha. That's talking to the first two groups. The first two groups who ran in to do the mitzvahs early, we give them a bracha. The last group, we say, not to the vodka, we'll also bench you as well. We'll also bench you. You guys are not slunnies. You're not from the Yosef Hashem Aleichem. We don't want more like you. We don't want more like you. We want you to be from the first two groups. But for Desveng, he did go in. First, you went in the third group, and we need your third group. So Vanachna Rokar also be benched. So when he said, we never got to have the Yishma. Yeah? But he's saying, no. He said, Vanachna Rokar be David should bench us. Nivorech, we should be benched. And when he says we didn't get to a hapti, means not he didn't get to the word hapti. He didn't get to the last. He didn't want to say the last sentence, the last pasuk. We never got to, because the third group are the ones that we don't really want to encourage. He said that's what the whole howl structure of howl is. It's three groups. Okay, right. Then he continues. What the coin did on Shabbos is to wash the azor out. Is to block the hole, let the water rise, so to clean up all the blood and the gory stuff. And then the Chachamim didn't approve of that. Why? Because maybe you might level the ground, even though the Beit Hamikdash was made of tiles,
marble.
So nevertheless, there's a machleik. Are we goyim or not goyim? So that's why there was this dispute between the Chachamim and the Beit Hamikdash and the Chachamim and the rabbis.
We'll see
later. No shvus in the Beit Hamikdash, but we'll see. Shvus Gadol, we said there is in the Beit Hamikdash. Rashi, Shakayim, Medichin, Azore, Shamasa, Mai Malechit, Bazore, Gozuk, Shane, Rachel, Ladir, Azore, they want to wash it, Poikin, as a neck, they fill up the holes, you see us, where the exit holes are, Mayim, Poishin, Behoching, Algirisa, so the water rises. Umedichin, they call Azore, and they wash the entire floor of the Azore, Sheritpo, Shoshai, Shoisa, Kula, the whole thing was made of marble. The Arakar, Poishin, and Neck, and then you unplug it, the Mayim, Yetzim goes out, the better the pace, and Matosha, Dummy, Marub, so much blood, and Medichin, I used to wash it, Bakayim, Medichin, I used to wash it, they weren't happy. Then the mission continues. Rabbi Raimer, Kois Haye Mimale Medama Taruvis. They used to pick up the blood that was a mixture, blood that was lying on the ground. They used to pick it up. Now, the blood on the ground came from many kabbanas. Nevertheless, they used to put it all, they used to pick it all up together. And Zorkuzik Achazbech and Purim Zbech as well. The Lahayla Chavcham didn't agree with that. They said you have to only bring your own, only if you know where the blood came from, not this mixture. Rashi, Medama two or four lines at the bottom, Hamut leaves a line on the ground, the time before the Marlo explained. Then what happens after he shechted the Korn Pesach, he took out the blood, then the Mishnah continues. Keitza toilinu mavshitin, they used to go ahead and hang, suspend these sheep, and they used to strip them. Unkuloye shebazla ikwim biksalim, they had these hooks facing upward, they were hanging on these walls. Uvamudim on these pillars, there were six pillars or something, a certain amount of pillars in the base of Midrash. Shebehen toilin used to suspend the sheep over there, umavshitin, and they used to strip the hide from it. Anyone did not have place to actually hang the renown of hooks with too many sheep. Then they used to have makles dakim mechalokim hayishan. There were these thick, smooth sticks that were lying around. Meniachak sefer v'akasav chaveira. Used to places that two people standing facing each other. They used to take these sticks and place it on the shoulders to each other. My right shoulder to your left, my left shoulder to your right. But tell the master would hang the sheep up and then we'd strip the sheep off. Rashi. Unkulois mesmarim hook shiloshayin kufin lemayleis be hook facing upwards. Bamudim elu amudnik tani small pillars harbe. The Korean nanosik called nanosik. The minimum we say by the tamid. There's now based on the bechaim hoy the tzoyis bech and the rosham is bech. But all of the slaughterhouse. But all of shmoina amudin. There were eight pillars. The Korean nanosik. The koyder shall edes al gabeim and they had these cedar made of cedar on top of them. Unkulois shabazlo ikvui men that these metal hooks. The gimuls darin shven toilin. And then on these things they were able to the kvuyim bazar b'mokim b'chayr right next to the slaughterhouse chalakim b'chulakim b'futzalos klipasim, they used to peel off the bark, they were very smooth, these sticks. Then the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Lezer says, what about you dalad jacholi b'shabbos if Ere Pesach was on the Shabbos? Then we don't want you to use the sticks. So meniach yodo al kosev chaveda v'yad chaveda k'seifoi v'toyle mafshit. They didn't use the sticks, they put the hand. Now, why didn't they use the sticks on Shabbos? So Rashi is a very interesting Rashi, which the first we have a hard time with. Rashi, shecholi b'shabbos, v'ini yochel l'sakir ha-makir, because you can't fix up the sticks. L'cheda, the sticks could have been prepared before. In fact, the way Rashi learned before, there were sticks lying around, smooth already. The reason we had the Gemara called Kisra when they talked about this, why you couldn't use the sticks on Shabbos, is because they were muksa, total. And then one has a discussion about muksa there, about these very sticks. And Rashi has a problem with because he couldn't fix them up on Shabbos. Unless Rashi is trying to explain why the muksa says you could fix them up on Shabbos, if muksa. So he's going back a step.
What needed?
Oh, just peel off the bark. to make it smooth.
But the thing is, if he's preparing before Shabbos, he's preparing his dust because he's seen the carbon, so why is that mutter?
So that's what Gemara discusses. That we haven't, yeah. But the Rashi is straight out. Look at Rashi. Ben Yochel Sakra Mag. You can't fix the sticks. What does Rashi want? Yodei Al Kozach Habed is Rashi. Betoylo is the Gidei Akavoy is the Bezroi. So you hang it up. You hang it up with your hands over there on the top of the each other's shoulders, and then you hang it down, and that's how you strip the skin off. Then you continue the vaita. Then what you do is mafshid. You throw it open, and then a kara, you rip it open. Then you rip open, you cut open the animal, and you take out all the emud of all the fats. By the way, the shayish word emud of fats is, some say, is pushed from the Omar, the Tater said, this is what you have to do. That's what the shayish word emud of is, what the Tater said. Others say emud of is like fancy fruits on the top of a tree, and this is the best part. It's called chayla l'Hashem, this is the best part of the animal.
He asked
Daniel
from Rosh, why
would
we say it's
mukta?
It's not even about the
Karana. And what is the answer? We just said that. What is the answer? Nosnu, then Nosnu b'megis. Then they put it into these big, what's a megis? A big pot there or something. The Tinaga Mizbech. And they mocked the fats on top of the Mizbech. Now, that was the first group. The first group went out. The Yoshua Baharabai. They sat at, you're not allowed to sit in the base of Mishra Malka Bez David. So they sat in the Harabai and Temple Mount. Shnia, the second group, was in the Chel. The second group, this is the area between the outer wall and the inner wall. Big Machlek is a shame. We had him say, tell me what exactly the Chel is. And Bahashlish is the third group. They, it's Shabbos. Remember, you cannot bring your sheep back home. The opposite question is, why didn't they make an Ediv in Shalayim and just bring it back home? We'll see later. And, the third group, they stayed in their place, but here's the Aymedis. They didn't sit because now I sit in the base of Megdash. And Chashay Chasun became a Tzoy Shabbos, and Yotzev Tzoy Mizbechein. All went home and they did the Tzli of Mizbeach. Rashi B'chel, Lifnei Hasoydig, who been Hasoydig L'chayim Ezer Noshim. This is between the very outer wall, and the outer wall wasn't a proper wall, it was more like a fence. Yeah, a lattice. And then the inner wall. And the Ezer Noshim. B'tchilat Ali Zahar. Okay, so you want to write here. I'm going to give kids a choice. You need three groups, and the minimum of each group is 30 people. But the other, my time, why? Kahal and Aden Yisrael, each one is a group of 10. But the suffix is, so why need 30-30? The suffix is, do you need 30 in one go, or do you need one after another? So therefore, we decide to have 30 in each group. If you need it all 31 go, each group had it, and he have that as well. Therefore, 50 people is enough. Why? The I plus 30 go in, and they do the carbon. The 10 go, then 10 go in, and 10 go out. Interesting, it looks like the 10 have to go in before the 10 go out.
That's right, they have a lot.
You know what, you don't send 10 out in it, so you always have to have 30 in the base of the Migdash. But here, the big machlekes are showing you, look here, Rashi or the Achrei Migdash. Rashi, Shleishim, Bechol, Kat, Vekat, Kol, Asara, Eid, Asara, Yisrael, Asara, everyone had 10. And Mesak, Asav, Giz, Dilma, Bevasachat, Tzivu, Lashayte, in one time, Vehiyah, Bashay, 30 people, Abidachazeh, Sholish, Kittish, Asara, Asara, three groups of 10, Hichah, Sholish, Kittish, being in three groups, Dilma, Bezu, Achazu, come, and maybe one after another, Beshashloish, being 30, Dilma, Bevasachem, and one grow, and Yachal, the Shayte, Bepachal, you can have it at 30. So what happens is, Benun, Sagi, 50 really is enough. Ailish, like 30 go in, Bereisha first, Bishaykh Tipis came. So Rashi clearly learns all 30 Shechta Karm Sachim, and this is a big machlekes. Because according to Rashi, then you're really only having 10 out of 10. According to Rashi, you're really only having group 2, 10, and group 3, 10. Unless Rashi holds that you don't need Shechting 30, you just need being the 30. And if you hold being the 30, they don't even need then the Yisraelim 30, as long as there are 30 people there. And the others hold that no, you need 30 shechting. So what you have is the first group, 30 are there, potential shechting, but only 10 shecht. The second group
is
means
the whole process, you know,
all 30. All 30, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but when you say shechting, means the whole avodah.
Whatever we learn in Mishnah.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
The whole process.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the place, it's all 30. Okay. The Nafka Sarab and Aiva Aili, Yud Chadashim, to Tanuan, the Iba Hadadi Kamar, or together, Ika, there is. The Iba Shalskit Kamar, Ika, there is as well. Okay. Thinking about the bite, just. You would think that this would never be a Matthias if you only have 50 people. They actually talk about what happens only less than 50 people. What do you do then? No, is this b'dievet as well? I mean, how is it shaykh in Matthias? Well, hopefully, we never shaykh. The first group went in. Interesting. Abayi says nin alutanan. Abayi says that what, that the doors close by themselves. Now we physically close it. My benayu, do you rely on a miracle? People walked in and kept on walking and kept on walking. They didn't know when to stop. They walked in. They relied on us. Rav says no lintanan. But later they counted the people. They made a chesed hamid derah and they said, okay, so many. Let's close the doors now. And now, the Mashiach asks a brilliant question. The Mashiach says, if according to Abaya, Nina Lutra happened by itself, what's the Gemara's suffix? We don't know if you want 30, there are 50, you know, sorry, you need 30 at a time or not. What is suffix? Let's see what Abishta does with the doors. Nina Lutra, it all happened to Abishta. Let people keep on going in. If the door closes after 5 people, after 10, then that's all you need. If the door closes after 30, that's what you need. How can there be a suffix? What's the suffix?
You don't
do any count. You don't. We'll still see the koyas or whatever, the sheep. But why do you have to? And you mentioned the Tzorchin. The Rambam Paskins, that's another question. I'm not sure. But it says clearly here, right? So, Rambam Paskins that B'dievid, if you didn't do this, it's all kosher. And everyone asks the Rambam, where did you get it from? So the Cheder, the Rambam's muck is right here. Since over here, the Gemara says that there's a machlei suffix. Another suffix, the Cheder, you have over here. A nest, let's rely on nest, is that ayah that the Rambam holds that since b'di'evit, there's a chatchilim b'di'evit, and since b'di'evit, it you don't need it, b'di'evit, even you have 2 people there, 5 people there, it's still kosher, so therefore you can't rely on this nest of here to say what the din is, and so on. In fact, that's why, if it ain't same chal nest, and you know, how can you paskin the din based on the nest? So again, they say the same thing, that b'di'evit, everything is kosher anyway, so it's only a question of a hidu. If a hidu, you can rely on nest. And how does that's how the Rambam knows from this Gemara here that this whole thing is only a Sahidur, having 30 people and all that kind of stuff. Amar Yehuda, so the Gemara said, "Hold now, we learn the Mishnah." Amar Yehuda, Chas v'Sholim, it's Chas v'Sholim. Shakad Menhalo Nisnada was put in Chedim. She'ain Azore. We'll soon see what the story is. She'ain Azore Rashi. Azore Ninelos Hakolodim Yisrael. The Azore never closed on anybody. The Chokhma Yehuda Shechet v'Kad Menhal. Nobody ever was greater than Kad Menhal. There wasn't a Zorah when they closed on any Yid. Never anybody as great as him. When they closed it, physically closed it, I'll call Yisrael. So each one learns the way he, whether it's by itself or whether they physically close the door. Okay, it's late. Nobody ever got squished. There were so many people there, such as, you know, pell mell and everything else. Mayim, nevertheless, nobody ever got crushed. Chutz v'Pesach, one Pesach, Shehoi v'Mehil in the times of Hill, Shenismayich by Zokin Echad, that one person got crushed. But he created a nice Pesach moving. And they called it the Pesach Abuchin, the Pesach that somebody got crushed. That's one thing. And some want to say, why Dafkin Hill's time? Because when Hill took over, the other Nasi had to quit. We'll see later in the Gemara. So therefore, it was like a little bazillion for that Nasi, and that's why one person got crushed. Tell him what we learned. Pamach, another time. Bikish, this is what you said yesterday, you made a few days ago. Agrippas HaMelech Litin Eina B'chuz Yisrael. He once wanted to know how many people come in. Amalei L'Koyin Gadol. He said to Koyin Gadol, 10 Einecha B'vitchem. I want you to count the Kesachim. Notu Kuyem Mikol, Natal Kuyem Mikol Echad. V'nimtzesh, take a rib from each sheep that was brought for Korban Pesach. V'nimtzesh, of the town. Shishim Riboy Zugi Kloy. They found 600,000 sets. Sorry?
Kidneys.
Sidney says 600,000 set of kidneys. Fly in Mitzrayim. Twice the number of people left Mitzrayim. Chutz me tamei u'shayachar. This doesn't count the Yidden who couldn't make it to the base of Migdash. And the ain lach called Pesach a Pesach. Shlohayah nimno all of Yisrael asoni adam. Average Korban Pesach had a minimum of 10 people. So it's the population we have today. V'ayukoy noisei Pesach me'uvin. And they used to refer to it as the Pesach me'uvin, that the Pesach that was thick, and there's a great multitude of people. Fred the Gemara and the Talkuya, sorry?
Not
the Gemara, not Talkuya, how can he take the kidney? Boyak Tura, he had to go, we just said before, had to be roasted on the Mizbech. So he answered the Hogamakalu, he just took it, counted, and then put it back on the Mizbech. Fred the Gemara, Vaksivi, he ti roi, that you have to be marked on its own, Shaloya, Erev, Chelvo, Shazeb, Zed, Lucheda, right? He goes straight from the carbon, straight to the Mizbech, he shouldn't mix up the different ones, carbons with each other. So the Hogamakalu, Chaduchad, one at a time. They had 600,000 sets of kidneys, and they took one at a time, counted, put it back in the bech. The Gemara time we learn, it should be straight away. That should all be at the same time. All the fats, not just the kidney, but all the parts of the carbon should be put on the roaster on the bech at the same time. And here you took the other fats in one time, and then the kidney you put a little bit later.
Ella tfisa ba'alma. They just held it. The shakum minai adiyav leminachin. He just held on to the kidney and gave the next kohen. But while he held it, he counted it.
In this
time frame, how long? I told you, Sefer Tador, they have their this Greek historian or Roman historian who described. He was there and he saw. He never saw such efficiency. All of these things happened. Yes, 3 hours.
3 hours.
Yeah, they're very efficient. That's why I say kainim zizin. They were really good at what they did. These cups did not have any bottom. All the caves in the base of Migdash, all these receiving cups didn't have, the receptacles didn't have any base. Except the bazicha levina, except the cup that they used for the incense. Shalechem haponim. Did I say lechem haponim? Sorry. Let's skip a line. Okay, let's just finish this line. We'll go back a second. Shema yinichel, we put it down. But yifreis alechem, which kid that'll put it? He'll put it down, and the lechem will break. Back a line. We were scared that if you're going to put the cup again, leaning against the bread, because it can't sit on its own, leaning on the bread, it might break the bread. So dafke by the lechem haponim, the bezichin, by the levina, they made sure the bezich had a surface. They didn't have to lean on the bread. It just sat on the table, the surface of the table. Okay, we've missed the line here. So the Gemara says here, kainim einu should is my timer. Why did they have this? Elay madilma. Why did he so make sure that the gold was the gold and the silver was silver? Elay madilma shakli the dava ma'ale kasper. If we're scared that why he'll take gold and then he'll bring back silver, which means he's going down in kedusha. Hachanam madilma shakli ba masa ma'ale ba meir. So maybe you have a more expensive because some came up bigger, some are less, more gold, less gold. Alhachi shapatvei. It's nicer. It's more mahuder to have one consistent color and all the way through. So one is gold or all the way through is silver. Pasha, nice. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Shochat Yisrael v'kibul hakoyin." Le'sagid l'avisroli has to be dafke. L'avisroli has to be dafke Yisrael. The Gemara says, "Guvka he guvka mashma." Teach you the shchitim bezar k'sheida. Want to teach you that he could use a Yisrael. Actually, from the Gemara itself, it sounds like that he could, not that you have to. Or once you could, we insist that Yisrael does this so the kohen can free them up to do all the counting and everything else. V'kibul hakoyin. Why does Mishnah stress the kohen is mekabel? Hakamashlon mekabola ve'elich mitzvus kuhuna. From Kabbalah onwards, it's the Kohen's duty. And you give it to your friend. It sounds like from here that every Kohen stood in one place and they just passed the keli. Now, we call it Haylacha. Doesn't Haylacha mean that the Kohen has to actually walk with the blood? And here it sounds like Haylacha means the keli has to move, but not the Kohen has to move. Shamed minaha Haylacha shalei beregel havi Haylacha, that if the keli moves, even though the Kohen didn't move, it's overnight. There's no raya. Dilma hu naid purte. Maybe he moved a little bit. So the Gemara seems not to be clear because the Rama Paskas Taki, you don't have to move. Elamai Kamashlon, what's it teaching you? Hakamashlon to teach you, Barav Om Hadas Melech. We wanted to get as many Kainim involved in the Aveda, even though technically maybe you have to move anyway. So why does it sound like over here that they had all these Kainim lined up? Because we want to tell you the more Kainim were involved in the mitzvah, Barav Om Hadas Melech, the more people can be involved in the mitzvah, the better it is. You got to share things around. And that's why they did after this way. Yes.
Even more complicated.
Not complicated. Easier. The cranium doesn't have to worry about it. It takes time. It involves cranium. Cranium all free.
Yeah, but we were saying something about the efficiency.
Yeah, but Shchita was a Shchita. There was another cranium standing there accepting the blood, so he was there to help you. It's to free up the cranium to do the work that they have to do. Leave the specialists to do the specialist work and let the non specialist work.
No,
once the crane will come in line.
The leaves
that's right, there. Exactly. Pull them off. But they can't pull them off, you just count as one through. They could first he took the full cup and he passed it on and then he gave them back the empty one. Not the other way around. The mitzvah is not to return the empty one. The mitzvah is to take the mitzvah of halacha and kabbalah and halacha, to take the blood and pass it on the mizbech. So first you did was you accepted the blood that was in the keli and you passed it towards the mizbech. And then you went ahead and you gave back and returned the empty one. So you might write it. The kohen stood next to mizbeach. The zrike manton the pesach zrike. Who holds that pesach zrike by throwing it, not actually just pouring it down? This follows the pinya b'yisya glili. The tanya b'yisya glili. Rabbi Yisya glili says it says in the pasuk, As domam tizrak al mizbeach, his blood you should pour on the mizbeach, just spray on the mizbeach. And as chelbam taktir, dom moy loynem, his blood ela domam, it says their blood. Chelbam loynem, chelbam their fats. Limit abchoyr umasur pesach, versai abchoyr. The pasuk starts off talking about abchoyr shoyr. Talking about abchoyr. But since the pasuk doesn't say chel by its, it's talking about more than just abchayr. So it's referring to abchayr of mice and pesach shaytunim matan domim that any that they need to, the blood to be sprayed the emud legabim mizbeach and the fast go mizbeach, and therefore all three have the same thing zrika. The pasuk when talking about zrika includes them. The Gemara in Avot Sochem at the end brings the other opinion that says it's shvicha, but here the Gemara Stam Mishnah seems to be saying that it's zrika. Because from here you learn how to matan damim by carbon pesach. From here you learn how you know about the pesach that you have to matan damim for this very pasuk, even though the pasuk talks about pchayid. So anything you learn out matan damim in this pasuk, which is side meiser and side pchayid, meiser and pchayid, so you learn out as well that you do it in their way, which is zrika. Said you might have in all the tuning you said, how do you know that the only side of mizbeach you did the zrika on was the side that had the yisoid in the bottom? Omer Abulah, well, it says, as you zrika, zrika me'oila. You learn how zrika, zrika me'oila. Ksiv ha'chir says, dom mom, tizer mizbech. It's their blood, you should pour them, spray them mizbech. Ksiv ha'sam, and there it says, by an oila, it says, v'zorke b'nei aran ha'koinim ez domei, ala mizbeach saviv. You pour them mizbech saviv. Ma oila tuni, so you need something which surrounds mizbech, which is this yisoid. A pesach nami toni soid. So pesach also needs a soid. And the oil of Gufim and all, how do you know, just this all around, how do you know me, Dafkin, the size of his bear that has his side? On Makro, it says by oil, it says in the Pasig, actually by Chattis. It says you should take the blood of a Chattis, and then it says in the Pasig, you should pour it on the Karnas Mizbech Ha'oila. El Yisayid, but then it says you should pour it on the Nishbech Ha'yisayid Mizbech Ha'oila. Why? How does the oil come in? We're talking about Chattis. Alma oil to you said oil need to say it. And the other time it says, in this very Pasig, it says Yishbech Ha'yisayid Ha'oila. So you learn from here, it's not Zrika, it's Shvich. Okay, Shabbos everyone.
Thank you for listening to another one of our great recordings. We hope you enjoyed listening to this lecture and found it enriching and inspiring. To download and listen to many of our other recordings, please sign up today for a free membership via our website, www.jml.org.au.